Good day. You're tuning in with Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. In our first news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has now launched legal proceedings against RAC-HE Insurance. Allegedly, RAC, a subsidiary of IAG, has been misleading more than 500,000 customers over the cost of premiums between September of 2019 and December of 2024. It seems that customers thought they were experiencing only smaller premium increases due to RAC presenting inflated last year's premium figures in their renewal notices. ASIC is now seeking civil penalties and public orders. RAC, having acknowledged the proceedings, continues to cooperate with ASIC under scrutiny and an ongoing internal review. This incident emphasizes the indispensable requirement for transparency and vigilance in the industry. Switching gears now, we touch base with Southern Cross Travel Insurance that has recorded an upsurge in emergency assistance cases involving Australian travelers in Thailand. Interestingly, there's been a 43% rise in such cases since last year. Medical and evacuation claims comprise 65% of these incidents, with baggage issues accounting for 17%. Don't forget about that costly and notable evacuation incident, which chalked up expenses around $260,000. This is a crucial reminder for our globe-trotting Aussies. Ensure you invest in comprehensive travel insurance to shield not only yourselves, but also your holiday spendings from unforeseen exigencies. Staying with travel insurance, Open Insurance, under the umbrella of Huddle, an AI-driven brand, has unveiled a spanking new insurance product targeted towards Australians. The company's comeback into the travel insurance market post the COVID-19 pandemic promises a much smoother, tech-driven experience. Their new offerings, from instant claims technology to smart flight delay, aim to bring you expedited claim processing and lounge passes for those weary of flight disruptions. It seems Open Insurance is all primed to bring effortless experiences from airlines to insurance. Lastly, in the global financial market, an interesting movement has been noticed. Insurance premiums for Aussies could potentially decrease thanks to a sell-off in the insurance sector on Wall Street and major U.S. banks downgrading U.S. insurance revenue forecasts. This significant decision could provide some much-needed relief for policyholders burdened by ever-rising costs. However, the prediction of interest rate cuts and its impact echoes a warning to consult professionals and stay well-informed. That's it from your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the most relevant industry updates. To explore more on personal and business insurance offerings, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed and stay safe. Until next time.